Has anybody showed up yet for the contest?
I'm not sure.
We told them to be here by 6 a.m.,
right.
And then at 6 a.m., we're going to rally them all together. Starting at 6:15, they're going to start drinking their water.
Yes, the water's here. Fester's here. He's going to drink with them.
Oh, good. Fester, did you drink?
There's Fester at the webcam.
How much water do you think you can drink before you have to wee?
Well,
we're going to be drinking like...
I did 2 gallons.
Two gallons?
Oh, dude.
Can't you get water poisoning and, like, die?
Water.
Your body is 98% water. Why can't you take in as much water as you want?
Maybe we should have researched this.
I don't know. I mean...
The best part is... And by best, I mean best. The best part is later on when she actually references a guy who died last year from a similar stunt. And then the other DJs are all like, no, get out of here with your crazy conspiracy theories, woman. Let's listen to that again.
Has anybody showed up yet for the contest?
By the way, that little beeping is my computer. You hear that little ping sound? I got to re-record it. My computer was throwing up a little thing.
Has anybody showed up yet for the contest?
I'm not sure.
We told them to be here by 6 a.m.,
right.
And then at 6 a.m., we're going to rally them all together. Starting at 6:15, they're going to start drinking their water.
Yes, the water's here. Fester's here. He's going to drink with them.
Oh, good. Fester, did you drink?
There's Fester at the webcam.
How much water do you think you can drink before you have to wee? We're going to be drinking like...
I did 2 gallons.
Two gallons?
Oh, dude.
Can't you get water poisoning and, like, die?
No.
Your body is 98% water. Why can't you take in as much water as you want?
Really, why?
Maybe we should have researched this.
I don't know.
Well, there's plenty of time for that now, isn't
there?
Oh,
damn.
Plenty of time to read all the books you'd like. Get a library card and a Netflix account. Enjoy your time on the sofa. Hello. It's 2 minutes and 58 seconds after the hour of 11, and this the month of January, the year of our Lord, 2007. Thank you for coming by and making it part of your listening day. Live from the plushly appointed in Waterfield studios of AM 970 Solid State Radio. This, but 12 days now. 12 days until we move. This is the Rick Emerson radio program. We are here in beautiful downtown Portland, Oregon. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. If you'd like to engage with us electronically, if you'd like to engage with us electronically with your comments, your clarifications, your conventions, your what have you, it's rick@rickemerson.com. rick@rickemerson.com. I'd like to thank the many listeners who sent me that this morning. I have 5 minutes of audio from that program.
And I've got some more I'm working on.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but really, when you're actually on the air ruminating about the fact that your contest probably is going to kill somebody.
And you should have researched it more.
And that you should have researched it more. Now, I know that we have done some things in the past that might be considered risky. But, I mean...
Actually, you did the riskiest thing by cracking a toilet, but you did it.
That's what I'm saying. I did it.
Right.
Rick Emerson himself, that and the machine gun thing. But that was a more innocent time.
Oh, I shot
guns
myself.
The watermelon.
Yeah, but that was just me. I don't think we've ever subjected any listeners to anything, the machine gun stunt notwithstanding. Mm-hmm. I think they signed release forms for that.
Has anybody showed up yet for the contest?
I'm not sure.
We told them to be here by 6 a.m.,
right.
And then at 6 a.m., we're going to rally them all together. Starting at 6:15, they're going to start drinking their water.
Yes, the water's here. Fester's here. He's going to drink with
Fester.
Them.
Oh, good. Fester, did you drink?
Yeah, that's great.
There's Fester at the webcam.
He's
How much water do you think you can drink before you have to wee? We're going to be drinking like...
I did 2 gallons.
Two gallons?
Oh, dude.
Can't you get water poisoning and, like, die?
Water.
Your body is 98% water. Why can't you take in as much water as you want?
Maybe we should have researched this.
I don't know.
That's to let a judge determine that.
Trick, you've got to stop playing
that's
that.
That's an issue for the courts to decide, Fester. Anytime you have put your life in the hands of a man named Fester, you have chosen poorly. All right. Well, there you go. And really, the thing that keeps getting me there is the ironclad logic that your body is 98% water, and therefore you can put as much more water into it. That's like saying that an ice cube tray is 98% full, and therefore there's no limit to the amount of extra water that can be added to it. If your suitcase was 98% full of clothing, would you think that you could just then put an entire wardrobe into the suitcase? Who thinks that? Look, I know that we're not like the sharpest knives in the drawer, but please... I mean, come on. All right, there you go. Yes, with magical space bags. Thank you. Fester. All right. It's 503-733-2970. You can also... And by the way, this was not my idea. This was somebody... I won't name the station. It was a couple. They were saying this... We were talking in the hallway this morning. We were brainstorming other contests not to do. Because of the Hold Your Wii for a Wii contest. Because that worked out bad...
Stop playing it, Rick.
There's more. Because it worked out badly. And the only reason I'm not going to play it here is because I haven't isolated the can't you get water poisoning and die part of that drop. I'll get to that. I'll do that here in a while. We will also not be playing the hold your pee for a PS3. That's the only other one we could come up with. Other contests not to do. Attention, Susan Reynolds, CBS Radio Portland marketing guru. We will not be doing the hold your pee for a PS3. The Rick Emerson Show. And I guess couple, by extension. At no point will we be doing that contest today. All right. Hello, it's 503.
Well, now we almost have to.
It's...
and have our listeners survive.
But it would just be...
They'll stick it
but it would just be holding actual cups of pee. Like, we would just get you... Hold peas for a PS3. We would give you...
And walk to the new studio.
Is the Rick Emerson Show gone too far? Well, we'll think about it. Hold your wee for... Hold... Wee... There's something there. All right, because then it becomes... See, because then it becomes commentary, too. If we do a similarly named but different contest, then it becomes punditry. Oh, man, is that picture of Mary-Kate Olsen, or is it Ashley?
Mary-Kate's the trashy one, Ashley.
Who's the one that looks like Skeletor now? Who's the one that
looks
like the Crypt Keeper?
Yeah, that's the one who's been all in and out of rehab.
Oh, man.
I saw her, and she had, like, the dirtiest hair I've ever seen.
I saw her, the
cornrows.
Cornrows. You should get cornrows, Tim Riley.
I am a CBS newsman.
I swear to God, I'll give you everything in my bank account, but that's really pointless. It's just dust. I was just going to say, I would give anything. I'm just, in my head now, I'm mentally putting cornrows on you. Mm. Wait, hold on. Oh, that's fantastic.
Okay. When Katie Couric gets cornrows, so will I.
Yeah, never mind. It's 503-733-2970. You can also email, it's rick@rickemerson.com, rick@rickemerson.com. All right, so we are here today. By the way, we should note that we are live. We are here. Inexplicably, even fewer people are at work today than yesterday.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make any sense to me. And the roads were deserted this morning. And we'll talk more about this here in the section of the Matrix labeled Reset. Discuss what happened this morning.
There are more homeless people out today than yesterday, though.
Well,
So they're back on track.
Well, because there's all those cars to sleep in today.
That's...
So the roads were empty this morning. I got up early. I left the house early. I was expecting just to be terrible, for it to just be gridlock. One big parking. But there was no one on the road, which is great because the roads were actually not as bad as they were yesterday. And they were made even better by the fact that they were effectively deserted. So we'll talk about that. We should, before we do anything further here, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Radio.
Has anybody showed up yet for the concert? I'm not sure.
That's a mistake.
Hold me. Like you did by the lake on the
blue. Our good friend Aaron Geek in the city, Duran. Hello, sir.
Hello there. How are we this fine morning?
I'm doing fantastic. By the way, I want to note, if he hasn't done it already, you just know that it's a matter of time before somebody asks Lycus to take them out intercom style.
Is that the sound of someone gurgling and then just going, eh?
Yes. Yes. No, it would be the gurgle and then this. Because as I understand it, it happened sometime later. So it would be wrong for Tom to do this, of course. And he, of course, would tell
Tom,
you.
Can you take me out intercom style?
Why, of course I can. That's it. And then just a thud.
We are terrible people.
I am not. No, I'm simply speculating as a pundit, as a journalist, what the next development might be in Tom Lycus's fabled his hallmark, really.
I do have a contest you could do off this, though.
Okay.
I want to get that dumb button ready. I don't know if I can say it.
Okay, now here's a little... When the Mormons... The Mormons have a phrase called the still small voice inside. Now, when the still small voice inside whispers that maybe you shouldn't say something on the air, do we follow that voice or do we callously disregard it, forcing Rick to use the dump button?
It's the Rick Emerson Show. We follow that voice.
Okay, well, why do you think you can't say what you're about to say on the air? Is it profane?
You've been saying we all morning, right?
We as in the Nintendo Wii?
Yeah.
Well, but you've been saying hold for we.
As in holding ones. Well, it is an acceptable euphemism, I believe.
Right, so you could have, you know, you could have people, you know, drink their Wii for a PS3. It is sterile. Gandhi did it.
I'm getting bored.
And... Damn! Snap! Somebody's in the penalty box! All right. Well, that's nothing that I can do about that. The hammer of Riley has come down, and we're moving forward.
Hammer of Riley, dude. I'm putting out in the D&D game next week.
Seriously, I'm getting bored.
Okay, I just found the hammer of Riley.
And we.
Five versus tedium.
And Tim, by the way, Tim is the same guy who spent like an hour and a half with me last week talking about whether it was Ted Cassidy's right or left hand that was the thing on the Addams Family. So you really have broken...
That excited me.
A land speed record for boring Tim Riley. All right. Well, in any event, it's 503-733-2970 as we try to talk about the following things today. Let's see. What do we have? We have this. Entercom killed a guy. I don't know if anybody's aware of that. Apparently, there was some sort of radio contest.
Has anybody showed up yet for the contest?
I'm not sure.
We told them to be here by 6 a.m.,
right.
And then at 6 a.m., we're going to rally them all together. Starting at 6:15, they're going to start their drinking their water.
Yes, the water's here. Fester's here. He's going to drink with them.
Oh, good. Fester, did you drink?
There's Fester at the webcam.
How much water do you think you can drink before you have to wee? We're going to be drinking like...
What I do, I did like 2 gallons.
Two gallons?
Oh, dude.
Can't you get water poisoning and like die?
Water.
Your body is 98% water. Why can't you take in as much water as you want?
Maybe you should have researched this.
I don't know.
Somewhere,
Mr. You know what? I'm 20% fat. Doesn't mean I need to keep sticking it in my body anymore.
That's what I'm saying. Somewhere Mr. Wizard is crying to himself. All right. There you go. So,
what's Fester supposed to do for a living?
I didn't drink Fester's water. This sounds terrible.
I was just
like a tall glass of Fester's water.
And I was just going to say, how cruel are the fates that the listener is dead and Fester apparently is still alive?
Can you see him going over to Apple One to try to get a temp job?
And you know...
I'm Fester. The Fester.
Are you of the... Are you of the Port Angeles Festers?
Stick this light bulb in your mouth.
Thank you. See, I wasn't going to do that.
I had to.
And you know he's fat, too. You know why? Because he's a guy who's giggling in the background of a radio show. They're always fat.
His name is inside of bacon. Oh. Have I gone too far again?
It's 503-733-2970. All right, so I don't even know what I was going to say. Oh, yeah, so there's that.
We can play the video of the cars crashing into each other over and over again.
How sweet is that? That is the sweetest plum. Sarah, do you know? Have you seen that? The video of the cars on the King TV?
Squid sent that to me, actually. It was right outside of his house.
Oh, yeah, that.
It's next to the Mac Club.
Okay, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the sweetest thing I've ever seen in my life. That video of...
And it was a Volvo.
Now, did anyone die?
No, not the Volvo.
Okay. No, that was sweet.
You only get a scratch.
No, it was fantastic. Well, those cars, they're boxy, but they're good.
Yeah. That's why I drive one, when I do drive.
Will the new Star Trek film suck? Probably. Let's see. Will I play the right installment of The Week in Geek? Did Britney Spears overdose on Vicodin and ecstasy? And will you, and by you I mean whoever, win tickets to see Chelsea Handler? Oh, and here's how I'm going to be giving away the Chelsea Handler tickets today. I have here in my hand a tube of Pringles. I have this tube of Pringles in my hand. Well, whatever it is, a canister, a carton, a cylinder.
A tube.
I have a Pringle tube.
Sometimes if you push too hard, you get your hand stuck in the tube.
Sometimes you got to let those hard-to-reach chips go, my friend.
Yeah.
There you go. And set and match. So I got these new Pringles. Now, have you seen these new Pringles that have trivia questions on them? It's really my Achilles heel.
They've been out for like 2 years.
I'm waiting for Fortune Pringles.
They are Pringles. Oh, that's a great idea.
Fortune
chips. Fortune chips. They ought to have fortune cookies that aren't like Asian cookies, though, that are like just Pepperidge Farm cookies. And it's all like, and it would be like a lot of homespun hick for, you've got a lot of spunk, you know, and then you'd eat it. Anyway, so these Pringles Prince, they're called. They are Pringles so-called potato chips, which is really more of a Krusty the Clown chip type substance. But these Pringles potato chips that are emblazoned with trivia questions. So you will have, someone out there will have an eat-off against me, Rick Emerson. As you answer Pringles trivia questions for Chelsea Handler tickets.
Can't you die from eating too many of those?
We should research it. What?
Pringles have gourmet chips, which is wrong because they serve them in a bag. Pringles goes against all the Pringles stands.
Pringles shouldn't be gourmet. There are certain things that are only good because it's like that. Wasn't there that PBR Gold? Or was that an urban legend that there was PBR Gold? Somebody told me there was like an upscale PBR that they sold somewhere. Pabst Blue Ribbon Gold. And, you know, they were big fans of PBR here. I'm just saying that seemed... Was that an urban legend or was it real? That there was PBR Gold?
I've heard of it. I've never seen it.
I don't think it really exists. I think it's like...
Maybe I shall Google it.
I think PBR Gold is like that mythical 666th level of gauntlet that doesn't really exist. It's all demons.
It exists.
It doesn't...
I'm setting up a fire. There was light. A fair chance.
Okay. Let's see. Brian Blank will join us today. Lisa Goddard. And endless talk about the Volvo crash yesterday. That's what we've got, my friend. And I'm at what? One push-up as of today, because I got to everything yesterday, you bitches.
Except Weekend Geek.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, I did play it.
You played it yesterday.
I played it yesterday. I never promised to play the correct one.
No, that's true. I was just going to give you a wash and make you zero today.
No.
You just played. I got all excited, but then it broke my heart.
No. I'm a man. I'll man up. I will say that I got to everything but the Weekend Geek, because I played the wrong one. All right. So there you go. And are you at work today?
No.
How is it? You were at work yesterday. Why aren't you at work today?
Because they foolishly on the voice message said, we will leave it up to you if you wish to brave the roads, but our number one standpoint is we want you to be safe.
Oh yeah, totally.
So you're safer at home.
Yeah, really, you are safer at home. That is true. Fantastic.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank
All right,
you.
There you go. Aaron Geek of the City Duran, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, Chelsea Handler tickets today. I think I might also give away a pair of Chelsea Handler tickets. Let's see. Is the cart machine up, sir?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's a cart that I found. That's one of the carts from the cupboard full of carts. Mm-hmm. Now, I may give away Chelsea Handler tickets to the person who can identify the laugher on this cart. Because it's the lamest contest I could think of. It's the dumbest, simplest, stupidest thing I could think of. Wait, this is a famous. Now you all can see the label here.
I can't.
Can you? Oh, can't you? Oh, look away! Look away! Look away, Sarah! Look away! Hold on, let me take this label off. Hold on, I gotta de-label
it now. You're defacing the cart.
The cart belongs to me now. It's mine. All right. This is a laugher. We'll let people ask clarifying questions later. I swear to God, it's so tempting.
This is the dumbest contest
ever. It is.
All
right.
I can't lie, I saw the name.
Oh, so okay. Tim, did you see the name?
I did not, no.
Okay, so the...
But I already guessed it in my head.
Okay, but did you know?
Yeah.
How did you know?
Because
how did you know? I'm going to eat your skin.
Because there are only so many famous country people that everyone would know.
I wasn't even going to indicate, why did I...
You said
that?
It's from Couple.
I didn't
everyone
say that.
It's
from a country person.
I said it was from the Closet of Carts. Could have been from anybody. Could have been from one of the 100 formats that have been next door on the K-Hits.
Ernest Tubb. Yes, it's Ernest Tubb.
It is Kenny G, after all.
I am a corpse. Is it Ernest Tubb? It's Tennessee Ernie Ford.
It's Bo Cephas.
Okay. Let's see. Jesse, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, I was over in Southwest yesterday. I got to see that Volvo firsthand after the excitement was all done.
All right. Now, we'll talk more about this later, but where exactly was that?
It was over at Salmon at 15th, if I recall correctly, and... Man, that thing was so trash.
Salmon, okay, I know right where that is. So that...
Down the hills over there after a while because too many people kept crashing. While I got there after the event was happening, I got to see all the cars filed into one another. I got a couple pictures on my phone.
I linked to the video on my website. If you go, let me make sure that it's there. If you go to rickemerson.com right now, I'm pretty sure that video is today's blog entry. Let's see.
Oh, no, I saw it last night.
I wanted to go watch it. I know that you're all on Johnny on the spot. I'm just checking. I'm saying for the people. I'm making sure that it's actually linked there. Yeah, you go to rickemerson.com. It's today's blog post. It takes you to a news story, and the link is right in there. It almost looks... I mean, here's the thing. If you didn't know... Wouldn't you think it was intentional? Wouldn't you think it was like a gag where some guy had a bunch of cars?
America's funniest home
video. Yeah, like some guy who ran like a wrecking yard or whatever.
Well, everyone there says, like, he looked like he was on the throttle half the time. If you watch, you can actually see the exhaust coming out of the back of the rig.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like he was trying to do it intentionally. It's kind of insane. Maybe he was just thinking, well, the car is a wreck. I'm going to get the insurance money. I might as well have a little fun.
This is fun.
He must have, man, because when that thing landed where it was parked, where it slammed between the other vehicles and the side of the road,
yeah.
Every quarter panel, all four. Four doors, rear windshield gone, everything. That thing was beat up on every corner that you can hit. It was hit.
That's fantastic. I mean, by fantastic, I mean wonderful. All right, thank you, Jesse.
No problem.
All right, there you go. I wonder who that guy is.
I think it was a woman.
What?
I heard it was a woman.
Well, doesn't that figure, Tim Riley? That makes a whole lot. That explains a whole lot right there, I believe. All right, we're joined today, as always,
Rich
by the...
Silvine.
Lovely. Is it Boxcar Willie? Red Sovine. Won't you come on back to Nutty Bear? No one knows what we're talking about now, not even us. Hi, Sarah, how you doing?
Hi.
Hey, would you like... Now, there was going to be a great story we were going to tell this morning about you, and then it all frittered away like a flan in a cupboard.
Yeah, my friend thought his car was stolen last night after I took his keys from him because he was kind of intoxicated. He wasn't going to drive, but, you know, you have to kind of be wary in that situation.
Now,
he was just going to drive down a hill.
It was
he had a Volvo he needed to get home.
Well, we decided to go out and have some hot toddies, and that turned into tequila shots.
Of course, as it does.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to share the most awkward part?
What?
Oh, have you blocked it out?
How I took his keys and then he thought his car was stolen?
Well, there's that. Anywho, so you were out drinking. We won't name him because I don't wish to cause any embarrassment. So you're out drinking with some friends of yours.
On the most dangerous night of the year.
On the most dangerous night of the year, sir. Let's go to a bar! One we have to drive to!
When people are told not to leave their homes by the mayor of the city.
Yeah, seriously. When the... Stay in your homes! Do not,
to the bomb shelter.
If you must leave, take no vehicles. Travel on foot only. And meanwhile, there's Sarah in the car punching around. Oh, this is boring. Where's a Bangles song? Like on the radio?
My car hasn't moved. Whenever it snows, that thing just stays put.
We
I was
all
so
died
afraid.
Together.
I was so afraid when I was coming home from work yesterday because I thought someone would have smashed into it. I was completely expecting it.
So you are out drinking last night at one of our finer established watering holes in Portland with a friend of yours who then became too intoxicated to drink.
Yeah.
He's
with a bunch of friends, yeah. And his girlfriend ended up leaving.
His girlfriend, and also not available to drive him home. And, and then he eventually did get home. Do you wish to reveal how?
I don't know.
So you had to text. You had to text your now ex-boyfriend.
I had to text my ex-boyfriend to come.
I know that we're broken
him.
Up, but you please just come and pick up your drunken friend. That let's not look at each other.
Yeah, that was exactly it. It was like no looking, just keys.
I've totally had those moments.
It was because it was.
Well, you have
I
to
have
do
to
it.
Exactly. There's nobody that could have taken care of my friend. Like this is it's something that needed to be
sure.
needed to happen.
And there's no. And I've had those situations though where it's like you have the ex or the person that you didn't have some bad scene with them, but then something comes up. Where, like, you have some common thing,
mm-hmm.
like a thing that needs to get done or a social event you both got to be at, and you've got to be like, all right, now, look, here's the deal. We both have to do this.
Yeah.
Neither of us want to be here, friend. So what we're going to do is we're going to look at the floor a lot. We're going to walk by each other. Now, when you walk in, take approximately 5 steps. Don't look up. I need you to look at the floor.
Sisters, it was floor staring. Like,
the keys will be in
up.
My left hand. Uh-huh. Now, you will put out your left hand after the taking the fifth step. I will hand them to you baton style. You will then close your eyes and wait till a 5 beat. I will have left the bar. And so you give your ex the keys, and then you leave. Now, the best part is, though, he takes your friend home in the car. The friend is so drunk he doesn't remember this, and so this morning,
I get a phone call.
My car's been stolen, you bitch!
Oh, God, it was so awful, because I was the one who took his keys from him. Like, it's totally my
Good
fault.
Times. Oh, yeah.
But I know I made the right decision, but I'm like, oh, man.
But then it turns out that the car really wasn't stolen, so I can't, there's really nothing here.
Yeah, I guess the ex's roommate ended up driving it back over to...
And I like how the guy walked by his car this morning, did not recognize that he was so hungover, and then calls him, my car is stolen! Like, and there are those guys, you know, there's guys that just, as soon as they can't find it, it was stolen! Just as soon as something's not readily visible.
I was like, who steals a car on, like, the slipperiest night of the year?
Seriously.
That would be the best night, I think, if I was a car thief.
Attention, thieves. It's the steeliest night of the year.
No, but thank God it was not stolen. All is good. Everyone got home safe.
Fantastic.
All is right with the world. 2 thumbs up. High five.
Tim Riley is working on the following stories for you today.
A Vancouver girl is killed while riding in an inner tube, being towed behind a truck driven by her dad. It may be alcohol related. The dad, not the girl. Sledding teen is run over by a minivan in the coup. A 17-year-old is stabbed after throwing a snowball at a passing car in Southeast. Another teenager falls through the ice and is rescued after spending 2 hours in an icy lake. And a suburban boy plows into a boulder with his flying saucer, breaking his bones.
Why have you done this to us? By you, I mean God.
It's a community in which we live.
You know how ridiculous the rest of the country thinks we are? Portland was on MSNBC last night.
Half an inch of snow.
Everyone's making fun of us because nobody knows how to drive. Everything's going to crap.
I know. That was the thing on Drudge. Death ice in Portland. Yeah. And then they show that idiot.
That is the most ridiculous thing.
Slamming into like 50 cars and literally...
Why hasn't she been booked on Larry King?
That's... And then into jail. I mean, really, I mean, look, I'm not saying it wasn't a little slick and a little whatever.
A book deal here.
I mean, but for the love of Christ, there was an inch of snow, maybe. I mean,
how many cars did you think? I was like 8?
At least.
Let's watch it live later on the year.
Okay.
That'd be fun.
Well, you know the guy who filmed that is probably all over.
Well, Squid sent it to me actually yesterday during the show, and he said it happened outside of his apartment.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Did Squid see it happen? No, he was at work probably.
Yeah, I don't know if he thought... No, I don't know if he had to... going to work because he has another job besides the radio.
So was there a noise outside the Squid residence tempting him to peer outside?
Outside the Squidopolis?
Could have been. Squidopolis.
All right. Let's see. Well, all right. We've got that. And what do we have? Oh, we have Brian Blank at 11:30. So Brian and Lisa had to swap. So we got Brian Blank at 11:35. We got Lisa Goddard coming up at 1 o'clock. What else do we have coming up today? Scotty J. We will, without fail, do that top five today. We got the Weekend Geek. And so forth. And by the way, the phrase of the day from Sarah Dillon is, why is Jeremy Piven with this model from America's Next Top Model? She's not cute. Rick, do you think this girl from America's Next Top Model is cute?
She was the runner-up.
Uh-huh. I'm sure she's hideous.
She didn't win.
And by the way, we'll be giving a pair of Chelsea Handler tickets if you can identify the secret laugher. Dave, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Oh, I gotta take a stab at it.
Which is...
a laugh.
Yeah?
Is it Garth Brooks?
Well, that was a fun contest. Thanks, Dave. Thanks for that. All right, and...
Did I just win the worst contest ever on your show?
Doesn't he win something? You're hanging up on him.
Yeah, you got Chelsea. I'm putting you on hold. Yes, you win a pair of Chelsea Handler today. Thank you for stripping away hours of entertainment
from
the audience.
Sounds more like Garth Brooks to me.
That's Garth Brooks. That's the Garbage Pail Kid version. Garth Brooks. Thanks, Dave. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You've ruined me, too. Every time I hear someone say thank you, it just I repeat it in my head in that voice.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks, Dave. I'm glad you could help out there. Thanks for being a pal. All right.
Thank you.
Let's break now. We'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970 Solid State Radio. I'm going anywhere. The Rick Emerson Radio program.
Has anybody showed up yet for the concert?
I'm not sure.
We told them to be here by 6 a.m.
Right.
And then at 6 a.m. we're going to rally them all together. Starting at 6:15, they're going to start drinking their water.
Yes, the water's here. Fester's here. He's going to drink with them.
Oh, good. Fester, did you drink?
There's Fester at the webcam.
How much
Fester?
Water do you think you can drink before you have to wee? We're going to be drinking like...
But I did 2 gallons.
2 gallons? What a mouth breather.
Oh, dude.
You need to get water poisoning and like die.
Water.
Your body is 98% water. Why can't you take in as much water as you want?
Maybe we should have researched this.
I don't know. Research is for fools. That's for pussies. What could possibly be gained by researching it? Rick... You know your body is 98% water. Uh-huh. You know there's carbon dioxide in the air, but we don't shut ourselves in the garages and turn on our cars for hours and hours and hours. P.S. I am drinking on this second of snow days. My drink of choice today is Coors Light. And that is from Bob. Well, thank you, Bob. It's 503-733-2970. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to find the appropriate introduction because we're going to have Lisa here and then now it's Brian Blank. I got to find the appropriate introductory music for Brian Blank. 1 second. How about this? How about the...
I love this song.
This just sort of came up randomly. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Radio program a man who does celebrate Michael Bolton beer catalog, Brian Blank. Hello, sir.
How did you know that was my favorite song of all time?
It's you know, Rick Emerson has intuition, sir. Rick Emerson is a master of the hunch.
Well, that was pretty good.
Sounds really perverse. How's life in New York City? I hate to actually say this, but is it snowing where you are?
It is not snowing yet. We got close. It just got cold as of yesterday.
And you guys get the real cold. You guys get what a former program director of mine would call butt-clenchingly cold weather. You get the cold where you walk outside and you immediately just... And it's like you've been tossed out an airlock off the Nostromo.
It can get that way. It hasn't got that way yet. In fact, the other night, I went running at midnight, and it was 55 degrees.
Are you just saying that to impress the chicks who are listening that you went running at midnight? Are you going to say you did it through Central Park wearing only like a thin pair of ski pants?
Singing that last song.
running through Central Park singing Michael Bolton at the top of your lungs?
Uh-huh.
Why? And it was how cold?
It was 55 degrees. I mean, it was balmy. So yesterday, the temperature dropped another 30, so today it feels like it's in the teens.
Let me ask you this. Is the rest of the country, are we correct in the assessment that the rest of the country is laughing at us because we are incapable of dealing with even the tiniest dusting of snow here in the Pacific Northwest, and it results in cars careening down hills like they are so many ping pong balls inside a thing?
Yeah, maybe. I would think that you guys over there are pretty used to it. I mean, you guys get snow all the time, right?
People think that. Here's what people think. People think in the Northwest that it rains all the time, which is not really true. There's kind of a rainy season, and they think that we get snow all the time, and that's not really true either. People in Portland, they just really can't. And it's something here that people know, but the people outside the rest of this part of the country don't really know. The people in Portland they're paralyzed by that. The snow comes down, and the thing is, it's not just that they're paralyzed, it's that people just don't bother to adjust their thinking. And so you get some guy, and it's always some fat-ass suburbanite in a gigantic Yukon, and they're leaving their house, driving by hundreds of Olive Gardens and Applebee's on the way here, and they say to themselves, I normally drive at 75 miles an hour, and I brake 4 inches before the intersection. Should I modify that during this time of ice and snow? No, I don't think so. I think I'll just plunge on blindly ahead. And then that's the guy you see because his truck is on fire at the bottom of a ravine. So, you know, what are you going to do? You know?
Or maybe they go the other way and then start putting chains on their tires.
That's the other guy. Let me tell you about that guy, the guy that puts chains. The guy that puts chains on his vehicle is always the guy that doesn't need to. I will tell you this, for example. Me, Rick Emerson, I drive a Ford Focus. I'm unashamed of that fact. It's small, it's economical, gets good gas mileage, it's fine, it's unobtrusive, not very likely. It's a quality American vehicle, not likely to be spotted by stalkers. I have no problem with driving that vehicle. Now, that vehicle is not necessarily made for these inclement conditions. Here's a side note. I don't really believe that anybody ever uses the phrase clement conditions. I can never remember seeing a sign saying that our offices are open today due to the clement weather.
Good point.
Moving back to the main issue. That's a car that's not really made to, like, drive through the Alaskan woods. And so I could conceivably put chains or studded tires or traction tires or something on that car. The trucks that I see having chains, they're always like these huge, like, Jeep Grand Cherokees that don't need chains. And those are the guys who always do it.
We already got four-wheel drive and all that.
And then this. Those are the same guys. And it was worse when I used to live in this apartment that was right by a huge inclined hill. Because I swear to God, halfway through May, I would have these guys driving up this the hill outside my bedroom window. It'd be like July 15th. There's some guy with studded tires or chains on his, just in case, because you never know when we're going to get 15 snowflakes on the ground. And he's got to grind his way up the hill, stripping out pieces of the asphalt, creating potholes and keeping me awake all night.
Or burning rubber, right? And you get that smell that kind of goes throughout the neighborhood.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to dwell on it, though, just so you know. Just in case there was any worry that I was going to become bitter about it today. That's not going to happen, Brian Blank.
All right, great.
Let's talk about... You know, I have to say that right now I am already impressed with the way that you roll with the various deviation and rant-oriented punches on this program. You're already... You know what it is? You sort of... Brian Blank wobbles, but he doesn't fall down. Let's talk about our good friend Naomi Campbell. Why is she so angry about everything? Does it really seem like she needs to be hitting people all the time?
Well, it certainly doesn't seem like she needs to be, but she seems to be doing it. She pled guilty yesterday, as I'm sure you know, to throwing a cell phone at her maid.
Yes.
Over a missing pair of jeans. I mean, what can you really say about that? So now she's got to do 5 days of community service. She has to take a 2-day anger management program.
That'll work out well.
Right, and then pay $363 in medical fees.
I think $363. Now, is this, how do I put this? Is this maid a citizen of the United States?
As far as I can tell, yeah.
All right, because $363 seems pretty low. I remember my grandmother was in the hospital, and every time she wanted a Tylenol, it was $15. So $363, you can't even get a good stitching for that much money.
Well, yeah, it's apparently for the head injuries that she sustained when the cell phone hit her.
How far away was she when she threw the phone? Because that's pretty impressive aim.
I think across the room. Now, what Naomi Campbell says was she didn't intend to hit her when she threw the phone. So depending on how you look at it, Campbell either has great aim or terrible aim.
She was just intending to scare her? I mean, because if to believe that she wasn't intending to hit her, that implies that she was trying to get her attention, and the way to do that was to throw a several hundred dollar piece of electronic equipment across the room where it would almost certainly hit the ground and be destroyed.
Or maybe just lob it past her head as kind of a warning shot.
just sort of a heads up. Just sort of a right by. And so I think, and this is going to be my suggestion. I don't know if you are. Let me ask you this. This is a question we ask people during their initial forays onto the Rick Emerson radio experience. Who is the most famous person in your cell
phone? The most famous person in my cell
phone?
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm afraid I don't have any famous people in my cell
phone. Oh, that's a lie. Everybody knows somebody. Everybody knows somebody, went to college with somebody, they've interviewed somebody once.
Beckham.
Who?
No, I'm kidding.
You
know who that is, right? That was the soccer player we talked about last week?
Rick Emerson knows who David Beckham is.
You said you didn't.
No,
he only knows because he's a fan of the Spice Girls.
That's it. And that's not even really Spice Girls, it's just Ginger Spice. So I really only follow the adventures of Posh, hoping that I'll find out more about Ginger. So you have no one famous in your cell phone?
No one, no.
Do you have contact? Do you have the email address of anybody famous? This bit's going nowhere.
I don't believe so, no.
Well, anyway.
You know, I've interviewed people for stories before, but I've never gotten contact info and gotten in touch with
them. It's harder to do that now unless you do the interview on cell phone. When I used to do morning radio, and it was back before we had this big phone bank. It was just we had the regular telephone. And the thing, I would immediately star 69 or whatever? I would immediately do whatever the thing is that lets you get their phone number. One time I had an entire section in like my Franklin or my what's it? I had a whole section in my phone book that was just surreptitiously gathered phone numbers. In other words, there are people who I had interviewed or people of some tiny note that I sort of knew that had given me their phone number, and then I had a whole section of celebrities whose phone numbers I had who weren't aware that I had their phone numbers.
That's the stalking part of your phone list.
Well, and that's the part you can't leave that around, because eventually somebody's going to be, and by somebody I mean me, somebody will be drunk or otherwise just feeling saucy at 2 in the morning, and you're going to decide that you're just going to call up Heidi Klum, like, for no reason. And
right.
Then that's... It's going to end badly. So
are we to believe that you have Heidi Klum's number?
Not anymore. I had to get rid of it. Who was the most famous person I had in my phone directory? It was somebody like that. It wasn't Heidi Klum, but it was some nitwit model that was promoting something at some point. Well, it doesn't matter. The point is, this is a long way to go for a stupid observation that now isn't even going to pay off. Isn't even going to be funny anymore. What I was going to see, here's how this ideally would have gone. Let me say this. I'll ask you this question again. You say... The most famous person you know is Michael Bloomberg, okay?
Okay.
Hey, who's the most famous person in your cell phone?
I happen to know Michael Bloomberg.
Hey, here's what I want you to do. I want you to pass along this suggestion for him, that from now on, these supermodels or these celebrities who get into trouble, they can either serve their jail time or they can take time served and a solid punch right in the face.
Nice. And, all right.
Now, but see, it would have been funny, and then you would have laughed, and we would have been best pals.
I'm laughing on the inside.
No, you're not.
It's a hearty chuckle.
Why must you turn my program into a den of lies? That was the best fake laugh ever. That's worthy of the Ed McCarthy laugh. Hold on a second. All right, fantastic.
That's it. All right, I'm going to throw my cell phone across the room now.
All right. Well, that's really it. So, anyway, this is not the first person she's beaten, though, isn't it? Hasn't Naomi Campbell beaten a whole bunch of people?
Oh, yeah, she's got a long list of former employees that have worked for her. Going back to 2000, in fact, a former maid sued her. Another person said that she claimed she threw a cell phone at her. That was back in 2003, a former assistant, Simone Craig. She was also sued by a former employee, Amanda Brack, who said that she assaulted her. There's battery, false imprisonment charges in that. I mean, the last 10 years have not been good for...
False imprisonment? Was she being forced to live under the stairs or something? I don't understand what that means.
Yes, not a lot of details out there.
So she's been accused a lot. But most of the times in the past, she's been able to... Beat the rap.
Oh, that's good. True. She has. She's not really been nailed a whole lot of these times, but she did plead guilty to this particular offense.
Okay.
So now she's got to do all this by May 21st. So that means she's got to take her 2-day anger management class and 5 days of community service. Hopefully, she won't be outside for that community service, according to her lawyer, so that you know the cameras will be around and all that sort of stuff.
I think we've wrung everything we can out of this. Except to say that it does make me wonder about those anger management classes. I kind of want to go to one just to see what it is. Note to self.
Hold on. I'm going to go to an anger management class. I kind of want to go to an anger management.
Seriously, what kind of actual real problems could you have solved in 2 days, especially by some, jackhole shrink who's just there because he's on the government dole, you know what I mean?
All right, anger management class.
Right. And for research for that, I know you like doing research.
Yeah, more than anything.
You could watch the anger management movie with Adam Sandler and Jack Nicholson. Crickets. Yes, that was a bad.
Okay. Brian Blank in New York City. Thank you, sir. Pleasure as always.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you, Brian Blank, ladies and gentlemen, CNN radio correspondent. There you go. That was fantastic. The best part is...
He's rad.
At various moments during that... I'm sure there were moments he was faking and there were moments he was laughing and trying to be funny, and I couldn't really tell them apart.
See, I think that you have a better... mesh better with him than you do...
Bob Costantini?
Than a Bob Costantini.
Well, yeah. See, here's the thing is, I don't mesh at all with Bob Costantini, but that's okay because I know...
I think Brian Blank wants in. He's ready to come in. You kind of need to let him in.
I need to open my heart to him. He holds the key or whatever the hell that song is. No, the thing with Bob Costantini is, how do I put this? Bob Costantini is, there's no analogy that doesn't involve me being a whore somehow. I can't come up with, I was going to say the analogy with Bob Costantini.
Yeah, and then you start it with a Michael Bolton song, how can we be lovers if we can't be friends?
I swear to God, that's just the first thing. That's the first thing I saw.
Can we take that to break, please? I love that song.
It's all overdriven, though. It sounds, let me see if I can drop my output here, because it's Peaky Rose. It sounds all over.
Well, we don't need to break right this second.
No, I know, but I'm getting it ready. I was just going to say, with Bob Costantini is blah, 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 insert horror reference here. I'm just saying, you know going into it that you're going to have to do all the work, because Bob's just going to lay there. That's what I'm saying about Bob Costantini. You know what I mean. You know what I'm saying. Bob doesn't bring any, there's no zing there. Bob doesn't bring any sparkle.
He just lays there?
He doesn't bring any fairy dust with him. Any magic. Rick Emerson has... Bob... here's the point. This is what I'm trying to say about Bob Costantini. Is that... And I realize now that this conversation is of interest to no one and nobody. But it is important to me, Rick Emerson.
Are you using their sexual comparison? Calling yourself a whore?
It's like a big glass dildo. No. The thing about Bob Costantini is this. Is that when Rick Emerson and Bob Costantini are interfacing, it is an absolute, it is a total Martin and Lewis. He's the straight man, and I am the gag man. I'm the comic relief. He is Dean Martin, I am Jerry Lewis. Whereas with the others, like with Roop, it's really tempting right here to just do a whole fill in the blank here thing, but it would just be the most narcissistic subject ever because it would just be hours of talking about me.
Something new and different.
Da-da-da, see, there you go. That little catch and release is what that was. I was going to say, because if Rick Emerson and Bob Costantini were a comedy team, they'd be, and we would be Martin and Lewis. Because he has no, like he does, he's never really funny, except very rarely, and even in the driest of senses.
Yeah, that thing yesterday when he was like, it's B.O.B.?
Yeah, I mean.
That was random.
And that's why that's funny, because it never happens. Like, he is the organ grinder, I am the monkey. Whereas with Brian Blank, Brian's bobbing and weaving. He's trying to do a little, he's trying to get in there, trying to give and take. Lisa Goddard, little give and take. Roop is, I don't even know who Roop
you,
would be.
Yeah, but that's reverse. No, you, yeah, you work
with
for
Roop. With Roop, I'm almost the straight man. That's, mm-hmm. You're right, where I'm just sort of a, so Jim, what's up? I'm drunk and looking at ladies' gams. And he's just backstage, weaving around all intoxicated at the Golden Globes, getting ready to vomit into a plant somewhere. So that's the thing. Well, I've taken this discussion on myself. It's about as far as it can go.
Yeah.
Hey, before we do anything else here, let's... Oh, wait, I have a thing. Wait, hold on. I was going to do this one way.
but now I'm going to do it the other way. Ladies and gentlemen, if we can please welcome
Scotty J. This is David Cassidy. I don't know what else to say except...
You're not going to amount to Jack Squat!
Hello, Scotty.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good.
All right. Hey, what time did you get home yesterday?
About 4
o'clock.
No,
don't mind. Don't suck down a bunch of saliva. That's what the cough button is for, dude.
Oh, okay.
You got home at 4?
Yeah, around 4.
That's pretty impressive, actually.
Plus, I even stopped off at a grocery store.
What time did you buy provisions for your family?
Yeah.
Should the engines attack?
Yep.
And you have to be barricaded behind a door?
I got to be honest. I stopped off at the grocery store.
And then the liquor store. That's what it is,
no,
isn't it?
No.
Oh, you already have all the liquor you need at your house.
Yes.
Yeah, you never run out of that.
I stopped off at the grocery store and called home, and my wife was dropping off a neighborhood kid, and then she was going to be home. So I had to wait in the parking lot, and I called home again after about 10 minutes, and I said, can I come home, or do I need to go in the store? Because you mentioned this earlier this
morning. I don't understand. Why do you have to have permission to go home?
No, because she mentioned earlier in the morning that we needed stuff at the store, right? But I was feeling tired.
This is gripping.
Yeah.
So
I sat in the parking lot for 10 minutes and left.
You wanted stuff from the store, but you were feeling tired.
Yes.
Thanks, Scotty. But you got to work on time today. Because were the roads bad? Because you were on top of a hill, right?
Yeah, it was really bad.
Right.
There were cars spinning out of control yesterday. Light poles going out.
But that's just stupid. But that's just dumb.
Sheer entertainment.
That's just people who don't know how to drive. I really have so little sympathy for most people. Unless some guy slams into you, like you're minding your own business and some nitwit crosses the center line or spins out of control, whacks into you. I have so little sympathy for people that just have no control over their automobiles. It doesn't make any sense. Real quickly, so I want to we don't have time to talk about this, but it's real brief. Was your wallet stolen the other day?
No, I thought it was.
For how long was your wallet
missing?
What
happened?
Well, kind of went out on Friday night and then...
Yes?
Came home.
Where did you go on Friday night?
We went to the boiler room.
Okay. Oh, that's where you were singing karaoke.
This is when
you got into the fight. This is when you and Mrs. J almost got into the fight.
Right. They got 86, though, so...
All right, okay. And so then on Saturday, you were missing your wallet.
Well, that's the thing. On Saturday, I just kind of watched TV all day, so I didn't really look around for it.
You weren't leaving.
It was on my mind to get up off the couch and look for it, but I just thought.
And then, why?
Why? There's, you know.
Why would I've got these children to ferry beers to me all day long?
Yeah.
Get Daddy another Boilermaker.
Yeah, so.
Anyway, so when did you notice that your wallet was.
Well, Sunday morning, I kind of woke up and I realized I better go find my wallet. And I couldn't find it anywhere. I mean, I seriously looked for 45 minutes. And then after about, a half hour into it, you start panicking. Oh, my God, someone's out there with my ID theft. They're going to, rack up.
Someone's going to go out there and enjoy all the perks that come with being Scotty J.
Exactly.
All right. And so then what did you do?
So I finally just panicked and said, that's it. And? My wife was still looking for it, but I just got on the computer and started canceling everything.
And then what happened?
Oh, let's see. I stepped out front to do something. I mean, I was like taking out the garbage or something like that.
Did you have a smoky?
I don't smoke.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, so I come back in the house and I run upstairs.
So after you're out for a night, you go outside to take out the garbage? I'm sure.
No, this was the next day.
Okay.
This was a day there
was
a day of
recuperation. So you canceled everything in your wallet. How many things are in your wallet?
Well, in this particular time, I was glad that I kind of cleared it.
Credit cards.
Well, I kind of cleared it out before I went out Friday night because I'm like, there's no need to carry all this stuff. So I just left the essentials in there.
Okay. And so then you found the wallet, though.
Well, yeah. Basically, I went upstairs to get a watch, and I never throw my wallet that drawer.
And yet,
there it was. And I'm like, oh, man, I got to wait like a week to get these things in place.
Now, here's the only reason I mention this.
So you canceled all of your credit cards.
No, just the ones that were in there, about three of them.
Sitting down at the computer, just cancel. And of course, you should have known. Like, you should have just said aloud, like, now I'm going to cancel all my credit cards. Because you should have known at that point the universe would hear you. Like, he's canceled his credit cards. That's now revealed the existence of the wallet.
Yeah,
that's how it always works.
This, the only reason I mention this is because I got that call the other day. It was 10, 12 days ago, about the we have detected fraudulent activity on your card, and therefore we require, you know, please to be calling our number. And it was one of my credit card companies called me because they detected fraudulent activity. And it turns out that the fraudulent activity was the fact that
that they called, right? Is that...
Well, I guess that's where we were going.
I'm saying that there's been a lot of calls where people can actually be fraudulent, saying, hey, we're from Visa, give us your number again, you know, blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of suspicious activity.
Yeah, but I wouldn't do that.
Okay. Go ahead.
No. Did somebody else do that? Did somebody in the room give Visa their number over the phone?
Well, no, I've just had some problems with one of the satellite radio companies. They've called me like several times, and like an idiot, I gave them my card number, and then I call them back, and my bill's not been paid. And then it's supposed to be on auto pay. I'm like, what the hell's going on? I'm sorry, sir, I cannot help you.
You've never called us.
From some phone call from a different country.
So there's some guy in Nigeria calling you, hello, sir, pleased to be introducing myself. My father is the prime minister. He is in jail. I now need your credit card number and pictures of your small blonde children.
The guy's in another country. Hey, I'm Scotty J. I'm pimping it up, right?
All right. Never mind. We're so beyond the point. I was just going to... Never mind. We have to break.
All right.
I'm not even going to be able to pay it off with my own story. All right. Back after this with Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth. I'm sorry. We'll go out. We'll take you out the Michael Bolton style. Wait, hold on. Where the hell did it go? It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. It's the Rick Emerson Radio Program. We return with Tim Riley after this. Don't you go anywhere.